Wet microbursts are forced by mid-level dry air entrainment and precipitation loading. These events are common anywhere there is significant CAPE, greater than 1,000 joules per kilogram, steep lapse rates, or significant mid-level dry air. Taking the difference of theta E between the surface and the layer of minimum theta E in the mid-levels often reveal values exceeding 25 degrees Kelvin on days with severe wet microburst. A steep lapse rate below the LCL is also important to allow the strength of the downdraft to reach the surface with strong outflow. However, the height of the LCL is not as important as with dry microburst cases. In this sounding from Atlanta from July of 2012, there was a surface-based CAPE of around 2,500 joules per kilogram, no convective inhibition, only 4 knots of shear from 0 to 6 kilometers, and substantial mid-level dry air to support wet microburst production. For reference, the average relative humidity in the mid-levels was 63%. We are going to examine this case in more detail in a bit.